Joining us from Cheyenne Mountain State Park is Beth Hill. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming on. It's a beautiful day up here in Fort Collins. What's it like down there at Cheyenne Mountain?
You know, it's pretty nice here, too.
These are the times when it's nice to live in Colorado, isn't it?
Definitely is.
Why don't you tell people where Cheyenne Mountain Park is located, and then we'll kind of describe the park to them.
Okay. So we're located on Cheyenne Mountain, next to Fort Carson. So we're like right across from the east gate to Fort Carson. And of course, Cheyenne Mountain is also known for NORAD. So we can kind of see some of that from the park.
And you have some events coming up we want to talk about, but before we get to them, it's a full use park. It doesn't really have a water feature, but you really do camping and trails. What kind of camping do you have? Year-round camping available there?
Yeah, so we have year-round over 60 campsites. They're mostly full hookups. It's just like 10 campsites that aren't full hookups. And then we have two brand-new cabins that people can use as well, so those are pretty cool. And for trails, we've got like over 27 miles, so we're a big trail park. And we even have a bike and equestrian use on some of our trails.
You know, speaking of the cabins, I want to just circle back to that. I used to talk more about those. A lot of the parks throughout the system have cabins and yurts in them. And those cabins, they range from just modest little cabins that are very inexpensive to some full, almost luxurious cabins. Describe the cabins you have at Cheyenne Mountain.
You know, they're just adorable. They're brand new. They'll hold up to six people. So they have like these double bunk beds. I think they're like queen size on top and bottom, and then a pull out couch. There's a bathroom in there with a shower, a little kitchenette area where there's a fridge and I think a stove, and then there's a table, and then out back there's like a patio area where you can grill or roast marshmallows and stuff. So they're pretty cute.
Now the cabins, they vary from park to park and type of cabin to type of cabin. But what I've seen is the rates on them are just tremendous. They do book up pretty quick, and all your cabins and your campsites, I imagine, are on your reservation system. Is that right?
Yep, that is true.
And you mentioned the trails. You have trails at Cheyenne Mountain that really can take you from very easy, accessible trails up to some pretty demanding hikes, don't you?
Yeah. People talk about doing the Manitou Incline all the time, and some of these trails, yeah, I think you'd get a great workout on them as well.
Yeah, they really gain in altitude. Now, you have a couple events coming up, one of them tomorrow, in fact, and one next week. Let's talk about those. Tomorrow, you have an event in conjunction with the lunar eclipse. Tell me about that.
So they're calling it a star party, but you're right. It's about the lunar eclipse, and it's starting at 8 p.m. and going to midnight. It's being put on by the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. And basically what they're going to do is they're going to have 1 to 2 dozen astronomers there with their own telescopes. They're going to show people how to take pictures of the eclipse through their telescopes using your smartphone. And then, of course, you can talk to any of them and ask them to direct their telescopes in different directions to view other stars, other constellations, and asterisms.
You know, and people who've only looked at these the skies for these different events from the city, I know even sitting in my hot tub, I look up and I see at night the different constellations. But if you've never really gone into a darker area like a park that you're away from the city lights, and especially if you gain a little altitude, what you see is phenomenal, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. And this group, while they're doing it with us, they also do like dark sky programs. They do a lot of them like once a month with fluorescent fossil beds. So while this is cool to see the lunar eclipse, you know, they're always a good group, the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, to look up and see what other events they do, because you're right, it's just phenomenal what you can see.
And that is tomorrow, 5:15, May 15th, and we're having that lunar eclipse, and your event is from 8 p.m. to 12. Other than just the park entrance, is there any fee for that?
Nope, just the park entrance.
All right, sounds like a fun time for anybody who's interested in stargazing, and then with the lunar eclipse at the same time. What a great way to get away, and it's supposed to be nice, so it should be one of those nice warmer evenings where there's, you know, hopefully it won't have a lot of clouds. Should be nice. Now you have another event coming up next week for kids. Tell me about that.
So it's called Kids to Park. It's on the 21st and it's starting at 10 a.m. And it's just a way of getting kids and families connected to the local park system and getting them interested in being outdoors for the summer.
So, and what kind of events? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What kind of events will you have there?
We're going to run some things, just basic information on how kids can become junior rangers. We're going to have a scavenger hunt. Kids can learn how to do disc golf, which we offer at our park, and archery as well, which we offer. Learn how to do backyard bass, which is just fishing skills. And even though we don't have water, they basically fish them off of the pavement. So things like that.
And it just sounds like a great event. Again, I assume this is free except for the park entrance.
Yes, that is correct.
And it's next Saturday, and what are the times?
So next Saturday, it runs 10 to 1, so people can come at any time.
And I would imagine both these events have information on the website and Facebook page. Is that right?
Yes, we have both our website through CPW, if you look up our park, Cheyenne Mountain, and then also our Facebook page.
All right, Beth. Sounds like a great time to get out and experience one of the fun parks in Colorado, Cheyenne Mountain.